Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So what are your plans for the weekend? I have a list of 60 suburban Chicago restaurants open for outdoor dining. The Elm in LaGrange Park has a nice rooftop. Good to Go Jamaican Cuisine in Evanston, Passero in Arlington Heights. A bunch of them in Chicago. In fact, they closed down the streets for some of them. Mark Spadaccino is on a phone line, the owner of Prosecco on North Wells. Hey, Mark, this is John. You're on the air. How are you?
Hey, John, I'm doing well. Thank you very much. How are you?
Good. What's your plan for tonight, man?
Boy, today we hit the ground running. You know, we've been petitioning for this street closure for 7 weeks. So between Giuseppe over at GT Prime and Lou over at Avli and us, my sister and myself over at Prosecco, when we saw that first street closure over there in the Viagra Triangle,
yep.
And it just turned into this little festival, and it's been great. So we started petitioning right away for that, and it just took forever to get this. So the day is finally upon us. We're excited. We get to expand our sidewalk patio out into the street. And we get to add some tables. I think I'll have about 21 or 22 tables total, which gets me to about maybe 75% of my normal indoor seating occupancy.
Hey, all right. So it's not just your place, though. It's other restaurants there on North Wells?
Yeah. Actually, right where we are in the 700 block of North Wells, there's a little bakery called Fab Cakes. There's a real good food right across the street. And then there's the three main big restaurants that are open in the evening, which is Prosecco, Avli, and GT Prime.
I ride through some of these areas that are closed off, whole streets, all the restaurants are out there. It's like a festival, and it's folks show up. And in fact, there have been times I thought, how did everybody know? How did you all know that it was going to be out in the street and so lovely? And I guess you make reservations, but now you know they're doing it on North Wells, and Prosecco will be one of them that are opening up tonight, huh?
Yeah, we're very excited. It really gives us an opportunity to seat more guests. We are allowed to bring people in the restaurant, but our goal at Prosecco has been when the weather is nice, we have not sat inside. I'm really trying to keep my staff safe and, you know, keep the guests safe. So when the weather's nice, we've had to actually turn down a lot of reservations just so we would not bring people inside the restaurant. And it's worked out so far. We've been really fortunate with the weather so far this year.
Yeah, no kidding.
We've only had a half a dozen rainy nights or so, and hopefully the weather will be great this weekend. The nice thing about how they have this set up is usually we have to have a little 6-foot corridor for people to walk down the sidewalk. So there's always that people walking in between the tables and such. So there's going to be a 16-foot fire lane that runs down the middle of the street.
Yep.
So it's almost like a promenade, and where people can walk down and they'll see GT right across the street from Prosecco, right next door to Avli. And all of our patios will almost start to combine. There'll be barriers in between us. But we're all friends. We all share our guests. And it's a nice camaraderie, so it really gives that real nice festival atmosphere.
Prosecco and Company, 710 North Wells, and in that neighborhood. Well, good luck to you tonight, Mark. Go make a lot of money and make some more friends.
Fingers crossed, John. Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, good luck to you guys. And now you know.